Hey, y'alls. I came back in just to see, you know, if we can get those followers back up. You know, see what we doing. What up? Okay. All right. Y'all gonna come back in. Y'all gonna come. I appreciate that. Okay. Y'all coming up. What up, Chinadu? What up, baby? You know what I'm saying? How you doing in quarantine? You missed me? No. Yeah, we back again. Okay, so I think my boo is going to come in now. What's up with Shada? I think my boo is going to come in now. So we'll see what's up. That was a misunderstanding. So, you know. No, the internet. Oh, no. I just had to sign out because we're going back and forth just talking about setting this up. But I think my boo is in now, so we gonna get this together. Get it together. Y'all already know, once again, this is Throwback Thursday podcast with some of my favorite people that touched me in so many ways growing up. And we got the legendary, amazing, Crazy Bone in the building.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, man. You had me sweating like I was on stage with no audience.
What's good? What's good with you? How you been?
You said what?
I said, how you been?
I've been really good. I don't know if you remember, I met you during the Quick Fix show.
Yes, indeed. Definitely remember you. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But you always been amazing and humbling and all those things. I know I told you on the podcast, but, you know, you was my favorite one out the group. You know, I thought you were so smooth with it, stuff like that. I'm trying to maintain my hardness while I...
It's all love. Much love. Yes, indeed. Sorry. It's all love.
How you doing out in Portland
right now? Man, I'm good. You know, just trying to maintain, you know, find myself doing stuff that I said I wanted to do but never did it. Like, I done had some DJ equipment for the longest, and I finally learned how to use it. So, you know what I'm saying? So... Yeah, just been trying to maintain. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Stuff now.
Yeah, drawing paintings and, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Just doing everything I said I wanted to do. Not that I got the time, you know?
Yeah, no, that's love. I think we needed this break a little bit. You know, getting a little serious for a quick second because, you know, so many people are talking about it. Forgive me. Yeah. I had to shut off all my stuff. So for 15 minutes, I was sweating. So nothing wrong good. With me. It's just hot in my apartment.
It's all good. I feel you.
So, you know, I was watching your Truth Talks on YouTube.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
One in particular that got me was basically you talking about how it was like exposing the music industry.
Yes,
and you
indeed.
Did it in a way where it wasn't like, you know, and then the man, and then this happened. You did it in such a way where you broke it down. You had evidence and certain things that you saw, and even being able to say, like, just because you were successful and made it doesn't mean that you were part of this quote-unquote Illuminati.
Yeah.
My question to you is, what made you want to speak out?
Man, what made me want to speak out was, you know, I just started putting everything together, you know, and just, like, realizing that I was also one of the people who were tricked, you know what I'm saying, into this whole thing. When I read the letter that the person had written that was in the meeting, it was really shocking, you know. Yeah. And then when I started putting two and two together and just thinking about everything and wonder, because I used to always wonder what happened to conscious rap, what happened to the messages that rap came from. You know, when hip hop first was formed, it was to inform our people. Yeah. And, you know, just it, and all of a sudden it just abruptly stopped. So I'm like, what made that happen? I thought for years, like, what made that happen? So then when I came across that information, it just made so much sense to why, you know, even today, there's so many talented artists out here that has a message in their music, but it's hard for them to get deals now because all the labels want to sign is artists that don't really have any content in their music. All they're talking about is either shaking their ass or going to the club, and that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that because hip hop has always indulged in that as well. But that wasn't all you heard on the radio.
These
days, that's all you hear from the female artists and the male artists. That's all you hear. Right. So it was just something that I felt that we needed to talk about, that we needed to expose and get it out there. Because like me, a lot of other people were wondering the same thing as well, you know?
Yeah. And I think people have it like in their head. I think we know, you know, it just got to such a place where everybody for themselves, you know, low-key. Yeah. And you really have to make a decision and going, you know, I shot a special last year and all these amazing things happened for me. But when it happened, I got so overwhelmed and afraid at what was happening during that time that I low-key, like, freaked out. I relapsed. You know what I'm saying? I went into this phase of, like, this can't be happening. So, you know, it's – I don't know if, like, people get to a place like all right, so at what point in your career – because you're a Jehovah's Witness now, right?
Well, I'm a Bible. Well, study. I was raised as a witness. I'm not baptized. I was raised.
Okay. But you studied it?
Yes, definitely. Studying,
Which is amazing. I've studied it, you know. I'm dealing with my stuff, but I do have family within that. We talked about that before. But it's almost like at what point in the music industry did that shift for you that you felt like, you know, I need to get on a different path right now?
Well, you know, it's always been in my head. It's always been in my head. But you know me, you know, when you're young and rebellious, that's just what you do. That's just what you do, you know. And but it was always in the back of my mind. And as I went out into the world and I experienced these things, I saw everything that I was warned about. And it was true. You know what I'm saying? So it's just always been with me. And then when I started actually studying again, everything just started being like ever so clear to me. You know, I started putting two and two together and I was just like, wow, we were actually being used to promote their propaganda as far as, you know, all the demonic things that the label tried to put with us, like the crazy writings and all the crazy images. I had no idea at that time what those images meant. I was just going along with it. We bone thugs. We dark. We eerie. Let's roll. You know what I'm saying? But then when I started reading and seeing what these emblems and these symbols meant, I was like, wait a minute. They trying to use us. And if you notice, when we figure that out and we rebelled, it's like Bone Thugs and Harmony is now non-existent now in the rap industry. They don't mention us when they mention the greatest of this time in the 90s. They always seem to leave Bone Thugs and Harmony out because they thought that we were going to be there too.
Right.
Is what they thought, you know what I'm saying? But when we rebelled, it's like Bone Thugs and Harmony kind of was blackballed in the business. But
a lot of people too.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of other people, you know, if you think about it, after Tupac, there were really no more conscious rappers that were allowed to come into the industry. They were like, okay, once we got rid of the last and final one, let's shut it down. We only want nonsense out here. Not saying that other rapper stuff is nonsense, but like I said, there's a place and time for everything, and the place for conscious rap with a message has been disqualified in everything.
Well, that's what's so scary. It's like, you know, it could probably be all stopped with everybody doing the same thing. And some people are just like, if this is my chance, then I just got to push forward. You know, you start going like, how much money do you need to be successful? And what are you doing with your money when you make it that you have to follow this path and allow yourself to be used by these people?
Yes. You know? Yeah, that's sort of like the dilemma that artists face now. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand how come every female rapper that comes out, why they have to come out barely wearing any clothes. Why can't they come out looking sexy as a businesswoman, like a sexy businesswoman, you know, females look sexy dressed up like, you know, like sophisticated. So,
I don't
so
why, think why? That's my type in a business.
Yeah, man, it's just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like a stigma now that if you want to make it, this is how you have to dress, and this is how you have to sound. This is what you have to talk about in order to be heard. It's like, you know, and we ain't, and it ain't like we sitting back and we never talked about those things. You know what I'm saying? We may have had a couple of songs about females here and there, but for us, it was always relaying a message in our music about the struggle. You know, right. Because the struggle ain't going nowhere. The struggle, even though everybody's out there doing their thing with whatever music they making, the struggle is still the struggle, and it's still going on.
Right. Do you feel like with social media coming out, though, that it's helped a lot of people? Because you still selling records. You still getting to that top, you know, five and all that stuff. And,
oh, yeah.
But you also started a digital media company, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed. We have a Digital Soapbox. I'm a partner with one of my friends. We thankfully, because we were able to build a strong fan base and foundation before everything turned. You know, our fans still ride or die with us, like, to the end. So absolutely. we're still able to reach through to our fans and connect with them, to where social media has really made it very easy. You know what I'm saying? And so we choose to go that route and stick to independent routes so we can be able to speak what we want to speak, and nobody dictate to us what we have to talk about or how we need to dress or any of that stuff, you know, because, like, nobody's going to tell me what I can say in my music at all.
Right. And you feel like this social media is actually giving you a chance to be even more yourself than it was.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because it wasn't for social media, if the game was still going how it was going, you probably wouldn't hear anything from Bone Thugs and Harmony. No right. more. And we would just be silenced just like that. But social media has given us that voice to speak out even further than what the media can take it, you know?
Right. So I got a question from a fan, Marlon Comedy, in here. One is, he said, do you feel like Bone Thugs and Harmony made it harder for like, y'all set the bar so high in Cleveland, like, it made it harder for other artists to come out as successful as you guys?
We set the bar high. We did. But it is so much talent in Cleveland and Ohio that, you know, just because we rap how we rap, it's so much people that have talent there that have no sound, that don't sound like Bone at all. So it's just like Cleveland just needs that outlet, which is something I'm definitely working on. Need that outlet to and a spotlight shine, because there's lots of talent in Cleveland and Ohio, period. You know what I'm saying? It just has to get out.
Right.
It's long overdue. Long overdue.
This is so crazy, man. You know what's already happening all over social media right now, Ahmaud Arbery.
Yes, I've seen that.
Are you bringing light to that on your True Talks podcast?
Oh yeah. Most definitely.
I'll check that out.
Definitely. We're getting ready to do an episode today. Being my partner, Keith G, we're getting ready to do a new episode today, speaking on that. You know, it's just ridiculous, man. You know, it's all coming to a head. I feel like these white supremacists out there just doing these things, I feel like they're trying to draw us into a war. You know, these things keep happening. We keep sitting back and we march and we rally and we protest. But at some point, that's going to go to the next level, and there's not going to be any more rallying and protesting and singing. People are going to take action. Yeah. People are going to begin to take action. And that war they've been waiting on, they're going to get it if these things keep happening.
Yeah. It's getting really sad. I haven't even been wanting to watch the news or anything, because I don't want to walk outside with hatred, you know.
Man,
it's a lot of people trying to change and be nicer, but you know, you still look at them like, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, the times are changing, you know, and it's getting real out on the streets, you know, for real. Yeah.
Well, man, you are so amazing. I don't want to take too much of your time. I will ask you, you know, what could we actually look forward to with Crazy Bone, Bone Thugs and Harmony in general, besides y'all changing y'all darn name?
Boneless
Thugs and Harmony.
Man, yeah, and I gotta tell people again, you know, that was just I got people still asking me today, why y'all change y'all name? I said, bro, it's just a damn commercial, man. It's over already. It's over.
You better do that until the commercial run out.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. But man, I'm working on seven different projects that I'm getting ready to release. I have a working on an album called Crazy Melodies, where I'm just basically just harmonizing and singing on the majority of the album.
Nice.
It's called Crazy Melodies. I'm working on part two of Chasing the Devil, which is very educational and informative as to what's going on, what we see in the world today with the COVID-19 and all this hatred that's brewing, you know. And I'm working with artists as well that I'm developing for my label, The Life Entertainment, and just, man, just doing a lot of things, trying to stay positive, trying to uplift people. Although we don't have that many positive messages out there, I'm still doing me. I'm consistently doing me and trying to bring positivity to people out there, for real, because we really need it in these times.
Even with the clothing line, right? The Life.
The Life Apparel. That's jumping off, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot of things going on.
Well, you guys make sure you follow him if y'all not already, which I'm pretty sure you guys are, but it's pinned on my timeline. I will be uploading these episodes next week. I appreciate all that you're doing. I'm proud of what you're doing. And, you know, you make people like myself just see a change happening. And it's needed from people, especially like you. So thank you.
Definitely. Man, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. It's all love.
Absolutely. I can't wait to watch that episode. So.
Oh, yes. It'll be up soon, for sure.
All right, babe. Have a good one. And thank you.
All right. All right, you too. Much love, man.
All right.